Okay. Fear God and keep His commandments. As we've mentioned before, there's over 1,000 commandments in the New Testament alone. And since we're subject to what the New Testament teaches us, I am presenting a series of lessons on the commandments of God. At the first of this month, we had a lesson, which is lesson one. This will be lesson two. And so, just a reminder that for those of you who get the email, you'll be getting all of these because I'm not going to slow down for you. There's a lot of them. And it's basically four little commands that we want to understand. See, more commands from God, the question to you is this: what are you going to do? Are you going to obey or not? So, we previously discussed some commands to live by, and now we're going to look at the command of let not, let us not. All right, and these will be, basically, they're all quotations from the King James Version. And what we keep in mind is we usually use the word let in a permissive or suggestive way. Let someone do it. And it's understood if they want to. Now, when the apostle says, let someone do it, he's not saying if they want to, but he's emphasizing, you better do it. So he does that. So there is the singular, let someone do something. And then, of course, when he says let not, that basically means don't do it. You don't have permission to choose whether you're going to do it or not. When Paul or Jesus said let not, it's obvious. See, the Bible normally does not allow that word let to be used in a permissive or suggestive way. These are commands. And we know a lot of people, they take the commands of God and just kind of transform them into the meaning of suggestions from God. You can do this if you want to, but it's not necessary. And so we understand where that takes us. People turning their back on God. All right, the things we should do as individuals. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go through these pretty quickly, and I won't get it done in 5 minutes, like I said before, but I'm going to go through as fast as I can. Like I say, if you get my email, you'll have all these verses, so you'll have those. At the end of this series, when I get through, I'm going to print out, I printed out the whole list of all of these. All right. Let your light shine. Does anybody think that's a suggestion? No. This is a command from God. Let your light shine. Matthew 5:16, Luke 12:35. Let your conversation be yea or nay. Don't make rash promises. Just be yes or no. And let your enemy have your cloak. And that's what he's talking about. Matthew 5:40 and Luke 6:29. Let the blind leaders alone. Let the blind lead the blind. Let everyone deny themselves. And so that's what Jesus said. Anyone who desires to come after me must deny himself. Jesus said, let everyone deny themselves. Do you think this is really a suggestion? Absolutely not. So Matthew 16:24, Mark 8:34, and Luke 9:23. Let him take up his cross. Basically from the same verses. Deny himself, take up their cross, and follow me. Then, let him hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 4:23, Luke 14:35. And Jesus said that quite a few times. And in the book of Revelation, it said 7 times in chapters 2 and 3. Let him share with the needy. Someone who has, let him share with the needy. Luke 3:11. Let your loins be girded about. I mean, with the preparation. And so that's what we need to do. Lift yourself up. Prepare yourself. Luke 12:35. Let everyone take your purse and scrip. I mean, if someone wants to take it from you, let them have it. And then let him sell his garment and buy a sword. This is talking about something else in Luke 22. And let your love be genuine, as Paul writes. That's what we're supposed to do. Our love should be genuine. Let everyone obey the civil laws. Romans 13 and verse 1. Let everyone choose his own Sabbath day. Now, Paul's talking about this. Now, Romans 14, 5 through 7 talks about those who observe the day. For what? Well, it really doesn't matter. If someone chooses to take a particular day and serve it to the Lord, that's their business. They don't have the right to bind it on somebody else, but they can do it if they want to. And if they want to, we shouldn't say, well, you shouldn't be doing that. Some people like to observe their birthday, and that's fine. Maybe they might get some gifts or some cards or some money. I mean, they look forward to that. But that's not elevating that day to a religious occasion. Now, some people do take certain days in which they have decided they are going to fast and pray all day. That is fine. That is highly encouraged. But it's not required. And certainly, if I choose a day of my choosing to do it for myself, I cannot bind it upon you. So that's the point of Romans 14, 5 through 7. And so some people might try and deceive you and lead you into thinking, well, you have to fast 2 days in a row every week. No, that's not there. That is vain philosophy and vain deceit, according to Colossians 2, 14 through 17. Let everyone take heed how he builds upon Christ. Yes, he just said Christ is the foundation. No other person, no other name under heaven on which we can build. Christ. And 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 10. Let no man deceive himself. 1 Corinthians 3, 18. So we're going to see this. When we get to the B's, we're going to see be not deceived. All right, so let no man deceive himself. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. Let every man have his own wife. I mean, 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 2. And let every woman have her own husband. 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 2. Let spouses satisfy each other in their sexual relations. That's right. Don't leave the marriage. Don't go outside the marriage to do that. That is wrong. All right. Let them who cannot restrain marry. And, of course, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, there's no concept in this chapter talking about divorce. It does talk about people who leave, and they're not under bondage, but that doesn't, when they leave, doesn't give you the right to marry again. So you cannot find remarriage in 1 Corinthians 7, 9, unless you force it in there. And then it really doesn't fit. You're going to have to come up and start redefining a lot of terms in order to do that. All right, let husbands and wives remain unmarried if they separate or be reconciled. That's what they should do, 1 Corinthians 7, 11. And let the unbelieving ones depart who refuse to remain, 1 Corinthians 7, 15. Let them go. Someone doesn't want to be a part of the marriage? I mean, sometimes we have no choice. But that doesn't give us the right to remarry. All right, let every man abide in his calling. 1 Corinthians 7, 17 through 24. However you are called, remain there, and you can stay there. However, that doesn't mean if you're guilty, if you're a sinner, you remain in your sin. No, sins have to be put away. Let no one seek to erase circumcision. And that circumcision was a rite that God made up for the covenant relationship with the Jews. But as he also says here in 1 Corinthians 7, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything but obedience to the word of God. All right, let no one be circumcised as a religious rite. Now, sometimes for hygiene reasons, it's good to have the little boy circumcised, but it's not done in a religious way. Let a father give his daughter in marriage if she desires it. And yes, this is a family issue. And let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. And there's a lot of people who have a lot of pride. So you think, hey, I'm doing all right. I mean, you got to be very careful. Need to take heed. Let no man seek wealth selfishly. And so there's several topics here. Covetousness, don't covet other people's money. Don't covet money and don't seek the wealth. And many stories we can talk about there. Let the woman cut her hair if her head is uncovered. 1 Corinthians 11:6. And when we go on, we also read, let the woman wear a covering if cutting and shaving the hair be a shame. We all understand this is all talking about a cultural thing they had going on there in Corinth. The priestess for the pagan god basically walked around with shaved heads. And anyone who would go around and see a shaved head woman understood she was a temple prostitute. So he says, if that causes shame, don't cut your hair. And so if it has been cut, then cover it up. Don't let people see it. Let everyone examine self when taking the Lord's Supper. We read that quite a bit, 1 Corinthians 11:28. But let a man examine himself. Why? Because we don't want to be taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. So let the hungry eat at home, not at the Lord's Supper. It says, have you not houses to live in? So let the hungry eat at home. And let the speaker in tongues pray for the interpretation. And 1 Corinthians 14:13. A lot of people in a lot of these false religions, they want to talk about speaking in tongues. And, oh, somebody speaks in tongues. Oh, he's very special. But Paul says, don't let any of that be done unless there's an interpreter who can interpret. And even then, they're questionable, right? There's all these people go around speaking faith healers. Have you noticed on your Facebook pages that everywhere, hey, all these faith healers, not one has gone to a hospital to try and help these people? Basically, all of them have closed their services because of fear of getting the virus. And they call themselves faith healers, telling people send them money and he'll send them some special oil or some special water that'll protect them from the virus. I mean, some states have filed against some of these people because they're trying to promote such a thing, trying to get rich off the occasion. All right, let all things be done to edifying. Here's something that we don't really consider a lot, but everything we do is supposed to edify and build us up. If we're not doing anything to build us up or anything like that, there's something wrong. We're not doing it. So we need to be edifying. Let no more than 3 messages in tongues be given in one service. That's right. He says, limit yourselves. I mean, and of course, don't everybody be talking at the same time. One person gives the message, and then all of a sudden someone else has a message to give. Let the first one sit down and the second one begin. Let one interpret. When tongues are being spoken, let one person interpret to explain what they're saying and what they're doing. And let the mind of Christ be in you. Philippians 2:5. What's the mind of Christ? Humility. That's what he's talking about. Christ humbled himself, being equal with God. He thought it robbery, so he came to earth as a servant of man. That's the mindset that we're supposed to have in ourselves, the mind of being a servant of God. And let your moderation be known. Do all things in moderation. Don't be excessive in anything. Let your request be known to God, Philippians 4:6. Pray to God. Let him know what you're thinking. Let him know what your concerns are. And hand it over to him. Let no one judge you with regard to meats, drinks, holy days, new moons, and Sabbath days. Once again, Colossians 2:14 talks about the vanity of all this self-indulgence and self-righteousness people try and do. Let no one rob you of your reward by some vain religion. Yes, they speaking about all these things. Well, you know, he talked about cutting yourselves for the purpose of a religious rite. What good does that do? It's useless. It is vain. That's not what God asked for. Doing anything that God has not asked for is vanity. It is vain. It becomes a vain religion. Let peace rule the heart. Absolutely. We need to be seeking peace, and we need to let it rule our hearts. And let the word dwell in you, as we see that. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And then, of course, you speak and admonish one another in the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Let your speech be with grace. When you speak, say something that's good for grace. And so, or let it be for edifying. Let no one deceive you about the day of Christ being at hand. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. A lot of people made speculation. Well, there's signs showing up. The end of the world is coming. And Paul says, let no one deceive you about that day, because nobody knows that day. And of course, you go back to Matthew chapter 25 and you start hearing how Jesus described it. You'll hear about wars and rumors of wars and stuff like that. When hasn't there been a time in human history when there wasn't a war, a rumor of war? It's always been here. Jesus said, the only one who knows is our Father. And he's not going to give us any warning, right? It's going to be the sign of the times. I mean, there is no sign of the times. People aren't going to be prepared. If people thought that the robber was coming, what'd he say? The master, if he thought the robber or the thief was coming, he would prepare for that. Well, guess what? Jesus is coming, but we don't know when. So we need to be prepared for that. Paul told Timothy, let no man despise your youth. Because he was a younger man, but he was strong in the faith, and he was a teacher of the faith. And so, some people might get this idea, just because you're young, you have no right to speak. Paul says, don't let that happen. Let the speaker in tongues keep silent in church, speaking to himself and God, if no interpreter is present. I mean, if there's nobody there to interpret, if you're going to be speaking a tongue, if there's nobody who can interpret, sit down. I mean, that's between you and God. And that's what Paul's saying here. Let the prophet speak 2 or 3 messages, let others judge. This is a repeat what we had a little while ago. And let times be shared in revelation, the revelation of God. We read about this in Hebrews chapter 2, when he talks about in times past, we had those who spoke to us and accompanied with signs and wonders. That's what he's talking about. The message of Christ is made known. Now let women learn quietly in church or at home. Let the women keep silent. And that's what we have 1 Corinthians 14:34-35, 1 Timothy 2:11. Basically, kind of puts restrictions on women. They cannot take a leadership role. All right. Let everyone acknowledge regulation of spiritual gifts to be the commandment of God. That's right. In 1 Corinthians 14, Paul had to put regulations upon it because it was getting a little wild and crazy. Everybody up there, well, I did this, I do that, I want to speak in tongues, and I'm just going to start speaking in tongues whether I know what they're saying or not, and maybe somebody can interpret. But it's just like the magicians who told Nebuchadnezzar, all right, you tell us your dream and we'll give you the interpretation. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was too smart for that, because anybody can come up with anything. And so he was too smart for that. Let rebels to truth remain ignorant. And that's true. Some people who don't want the truth, God's going to let them stay ignorant. In fact, he even says there in 2 Thessalonians 2 that he's going to let them believe the lie because they don't love the truth. Let all things be done in decent order. That's right, decently and in order. 1 Corinthians 6. That's the wrong Reverend. That's 1434, I believe, is what I should be. I'll get it corrected before I send it out. Let all things be done in decent order. That's the last verse in chapter 14. Let everyone give as God prospers. Let everyone give as they prosper. Give to God as you prosper. 1 Corinthians 16:2. Let all things be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16 and 14. Let everyone give cheerfully. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Let rebels to truth be accursed. We just read that. Let everyone prove their own work. And that's true. Let those taught support the teacher. Another command here. Support those who teach you. Give them encouragement. Give them thanks. Let the thief steal no more. Ephesians 4 and verse 28. Let the thief labor instead of stealing so that he can have to give to others. Ephesians 4, 28. Let no corrupt conversation come from your mouth. Ephesians 4, 29. Let bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, and malice be put away. Ephesians 4, 31. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Ephesians 5 and verse 6. Let the wives be subject to their husbands. Ephesians 5, 22 through 24. And Colossians 3, 18 and 1 Peter 3, 1 through 6. Let the husbands love their wives. Ephesians 5, 25, 28, 33. Colossians 3, 19, 1 Peter 3, 7. Let the wives reverence their husband. Ephesians 5, 33. Let your conversation or your behavior be becoming of the gospel. In other words, you're supposed to live your life so that you're sharing the gospel. Your life has to reflect that. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory or with pride. Don't do these things with pride. All right, let each esteem other better than himself. Philippians 2 and verse 3. So that's what we should do. And that's what we talked about in our previous study about the second greatest command. Let worthy elders be done doubly honored. In other words, let them be paid. If they've given up their livelihood, they have the right to be paid. That's talking about elders. Now, preachers, they basically do need to be paid so they can do their preaching. Let servants honor their masters. And that's right. We should respect and honor those who are bosses. That's really what he's talking about, your bosses. Now, back then, they have a slavery system. So respect your master. Do good for your master. Help him make more money, and then you'll be honored for that. Let masters respect their servants. Don't be a lord over them, and don't be cruel to them. You treat them right, and they'll treat you right. You learn that in the business world. You treat people right, and they're liable to reciprocate with that. You treat them badly, they're going to behave badly. You treat them like children, they're going to act like children. Let every Christian depart from iniquity. Good advice. Get away from it. Let no man despise you. He gave the same words to Timothy. He's given the same words to Titus. Let brotherly love continue. And so that's a good idea, right? Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love continue. Let conversation be without covetousness. Hebrews 13 and verse 5. Let patience work perfectly. James 1, 4. Let one who lacks ask for wisdom. James 1, 5. Let him ask in faith. James 1, 6. Let the exalted rejoice. James 1, 9. Let the humble rejoice. James 1, 10. Let no man lay temptation to God. James 1, 13. Let everyone be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. James 1, 19. Let the wise demonstrate wisdom and knowledge. James 3, 13. Let the lighthearted sinners become remorseful. James 4 and 9. Let the afflicted pray. James 5, 13. Let the merry sing psalms. James 5, 13. Let the sick call the elders. James 5, 14. Let the elders pray for sick, anointing with oil. James 5, 14 and 15. And let adorning be more inward than outward. Talk about the woman and her and jewelry or dress or whatever. 1 Peter 3, 3 through 4, and 1 Timothy 2, 9 and 10. Let everyone refrain their tongue from evil and lips from guile. 1 Peter 3, 10. Let everyone shun evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. 1 Peter 3, 11. Let ministers speak for God. 1 Peter 4, 11. Let no one suffer as a murderer, thief, evildoer, or busybody. All right, 1 Peter 4 and verse 15. Let no one be ashamed to suffer as a Christian, but be thankful. 1 Peter 4 and verse 16. Let Christian sufferers commit their souls to God. 1 Peter 4 and 19. Let eternal life abide in you. 1 John 2, 24 through 25. Let no man deceive you about being righteous. 1 John 3, 7. Let him that hath an ear hear. We read in Revelation 2, verse 7, 11, 17, 29, and then chapter 3. To all the seven churches, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. So these are all these, let him. All right, once again, to point out, let does not mean permissive like we would do. Use it. Now in the Bible, let means this is important. Alright, now we said let, things you should do. Now this is let not, things you should not do. We've already gone through 80 some odd verses already. So we're going to keep going and try and get through this. Alright, let not your left hand know what the right hand does, Matthew 6, 3. Let not man sever those who are married, Matthew 19, 6. Let not good be evil spoken of, Romans 14 and 16. Let not sin reign in the body, Romans 6, 12. Let not him that eateth despise him that does not eat, Romans 14 and 3. Let not him that eateth not judge him that does, Romans 14, 3 also. All right, let not the wife depart from her husband, 1 Corinthians 7, 10. Let not the husband put away his wife, 1 Corinthians 7, 11. Let not the Christian put away the unsaved companion who wishes to remain. Excuse me. 1 Corinthians 7, 12 and 13. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Ephesians 4 and verse 26. Let not fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talking, and jesting be mentioned among you as become a saint. Ephesians 5, verses 3 and 4. Let not unworthy widows be supported by the church. 1 Timothy 5, 19 through 16, 9 through 16. All right. We're winding down now. Now, this is let us. And this is where the apostle joins himself in with this. All these others, he was speaking to the individual, let this person do that, let your light shine and stuff like that. Then, of course, let us not. Now, let us collectively, as a congregation, as a group of Christians, whether we are assembled together or whether we are out in the general public as just members of the body, just being separate. But let us do certain things. Let us walk honestly. Romans 13 and 13. And he's speaking to all Christians, all members of the body of Christ. We all need to walk honestly. Let us cast off the works of darkness. Romans 13, 12. And let us put on the armor of light in the same chapter and verse. Let us follow the things of peace. Romans 14 and 19. We need to follow those things of peace. Let us follow things that edify. And the same one, Romans 14, 19. Let us please our neighbor for good. In other words, treat others right. And do it for their good. Not your own good, but for their good. Romans 15, 2 and 3. Let us be sincere. 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 8. Let us not commit fornication, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 8. Let us not tempt Christ, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 9. Don't put Christ or God to the test. How far can I get away with it? No. If he said don't do it, don't do it. Let us not murmur. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 10. Comparing them with, well, those people that came out of Egypt, they started to murmur right away. They were complaining. And so don't be complainers. Let us cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of body and spirit. 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. Let us perfect holiness. That's what we're supposed to do. And let us walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5 and verse 25. Let us not desire vainglory. Or let us not desire pride or to be elevated. We shouldn't elevate ourselves so that we receive the glory. A lot of people do things in their religious service so that someone say, hey, you did a good job. They're looking for the compliments for themselves. When in reality, the glory goes to God. And that's where it should go. Let us not provoke one another. Galatians 5:26. Let us not envy one another. Let us not be weary in doing well and doing good. Let us not be weary in that. Let us do good to all people, Galatians 6 and 10. Let us do good, especially to fellow Christians, in the same verse. And let us who are mature press forward towards the mark. As we grow as Christians, we need to keep pressing forward. It doesn't do any good to look in your past and say, well, look what all I've done. Question is, what are you doing now? I mean, some people can say, well, I used to preach the truth, and some of them have departed from doing that. Doesn't do any good. We've got to forget what lies behind. Our old selves, our past. Let's press forward right now. Let us walk by the same rule that Jesus walked. Let us mind the same thing that Jesus minded. Let us not sleep spiritually. You know, some people need to be woken, and that's good if we can do that to help them come out of their slumber. And I need to get busy for the Lord. Let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6, and 8. We have to watch because we don't know when the time is coming. Let us be content with food and raiment. As Paul said to Timothy, be glad for what you got. Don't sit there and complain because you don't have a brand new car. You don't have a big mansion. You don't have all sorts of fancy clothes. No, learn to be content with what you have. You know, different parts of this world, they've learned to be content with practically nothing. Just the little morsel of food they might get every now and then. They're thankful for it. Let us fear losing the soul. And that's really something we really ought to be worried about. And let us labor to be saved. Hebrews 4 and verse 11. Let us hold fast our profession. Hebrews 10:23. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16 and Hebrews 10:19-23. Let us go on to perfection. Hebrews 6:1. Let us draw near to God. Hebrews 10:22. Let us provoke to love and good works. Hebrews 10:24. Let us not forsake assembling together in worship. Hebrews 10:25. Let us exhort one another. Hebrews 10:25. Let us lay aside every weight that so easily besets us. Hebrews 12:1. Let us lay aside this besetting sin. And let us run the race with patience. Some versions say, let us run the race with endurance. It's a long haul. It's not a sprint. It's a long haul race. And we're still doing that. And if we're trying to be a Christian, we're still in this race. Some people decide, well, they can sit down and rest for a couple of years, then they'll get back in the race. Sadly, they don't ever do it. See, let us look to Jesus. Hebrews 12:2. Focus on Jesus. Let us have grace to serve God. Hebrews 12:28. Let us bear Christ's reproach. Hebrews 13 and verse 13. Let us offer our sacrifice of praise to God continually with the fruit of our lips. Let us love one another. 1 John 4, 7 and 11. Now, let us not. Once again, this is talking about collectively, don't do these things. And we've covered some of these already, but we'll cover them again. Let us not walk in rioting or riotous behavior. In other words, we shouldn't be doing that. None of us should, as Christians. And even though we're separate from the congregation, doesn't give us the right to do like everybody else is doing. And we talk about that a lot. When you're out there in the world, you've got to stand out as a Christian. You've got to let your light shine as a Christian. It doesn't do any good if you're using their same language and using their same behavior and then try and say, hey, you need to change your ways. I mean, it's almost kind of pointless. And people look at you like you're crazy or something. Let us not walk in drunkenness, Romans 13:13. Let us not walk in chambering. Let us not walk in wantonness. Let us not walk in strife. Let us not walk in envying. All these from the same verse. So there's all these things we've got to put away, to get rid of. Let us not judge one another in doubtful things. Romans 14:13. Some people have doubts about something. Don't judge them. Let us not cause others to stumble. Romans 14:13. All right. Part of the Great Commission was for people to go out and preach to all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew 28:19. We need to learn everything which Christ wants us to know. And he gave the instructions to the Holy Spirit to guide the early church. And he helped the people who wrote the scriptures to say those things which God and Jesus wanted said. He gives us a lot of instructions. Like I say, a lot of commands, over 1,000 of them. And these are just part of them. We just did about 120. All right, if we study these things and apply them to our lives, we will be doing what God wants us to do. And that's very easy to understand. As a consequence of doing what God wants us to do, we will be rewarded with heaven. So the question is, are you learning for yourself what God wants you to do? And so that's why we have to go through the scriptures. That's why we have to study the scriptures, so we can do those things that God wants us to do. And so these are just very simple command. It's not a permissiveness that he's suggesting here. Basically, he's just outright telling them, you better be doing these things or you better not be doing these things. So it's not simple language and something we can take as a, well, if I want to or not. No, these are commands of God, and we need to respect them. So that's our lesson. We have about 4 more lessons on the commands that we'll be covering over the next couple of months. And we will have the entire list when that series is over. This time we're going to sing an invitation song. If anyone has a need to respond, I invite you to come while we stand and sing.